Bureau markets to planners. When I had this big bureau called California Speakers, we would call planners like at Hewlett Packard and find out, number one, do you have a meeting coming up that you might hire a professional speaker for? And they do that all day long. They market to planners. All right? Do you have a meeting for which you hired a paid professional speaker? Once they find out that they have a meeting, then what do you need speakers on? And their job is to make the life easier. And the beauty is, they cost the company nothing. How does the bureau get compensated? They're not pro bono. How does the bureau get compensated, John?
They take a
percentage of your fee, somewhere between generally 20 to 25%, and there are a few 30% bureaus out there. And it's up to you if you want to pay it. You can say, no, I'm sorry, I don't pay bureaus, or I don't pay that much. They'll hire somebody else. It's your choice. But that's how they get paid. They get paid a percentage of your fee. Not the transportation, nothing, no hotel, but your fee. And so that's what a bureau does. It's very different. I know some speakers that's all they do. They're 100% bureau booked, which is fabulous if you want to do that. It's really your choice. I think, in my opinion, my suggestion is they ought to at least be a part of, and how big a part, I don't know, but they should be a part of your marketing plan. But it does reduce your marketing costs. Because how much marketing do you have to do when you get booked by a bureau? None. Because a lot of you are looking, oh, geez, 25% of my fee. You know, it's a lot. But you didn't have to do any marketing for that. Think about how much time and money, the website, you know, all of the one sheets, the videos you send out, all of that. That takes time. Don't forget the time. And it takes money. So I like it. It's about 15 to 20% of my business is with bureaus. And it happens to be growing because, as you know, I've got books coming out. And that also drives more bureaus to call you because people will see your book in a bookstore and go, you know, that's a great topic. I wonder if that guy speaks. They call a bureau that they know. Can you check to see if this guy's a speaker? Of course, in the back of my book, it always says, speaker and author, Michael Lee.